My mother couldn't make the trip to Japan, so as the only grandson, I was the designated person in charge of the ceremonies. Many people came up to me and reminded me what a big heart grandmother had. I saw how she had always been so attentive and aware of the needs of others, so compassionate in giving, and so responsible in serving the interests of the family and community. When I was leaving for the airport, the priest told me once again, "She waited for you. It's good you came." It gave her peace, and she was able to let go. It's still a mystery that she waited for me. Maybe grandmother wanted to give me the final message that everything was all right. She was okay. I would be okay. We were connected so deeply. When I was a lost young man in my 20s, I felt called to be by her side and lived with her in the Japanese countryside as I regained my strength to go on. Grandmother cared for me and taught me many things about life. I absorbed some of her tremendous life energy. She taught me about the beauty of a way of being in which I needed to accept who I was, be grateful for it, and responsibly do what I could with what I had. My life was transformed in what my odd father called a metamorphosis. Grandmother's passing birthed a renewed...